4 for the Eagles here. Murphy and shotgun. Here's the snap. He rolls left. He throws.
WZBC Sports.
Good afternoon. Welcome to WZBC Sports Saturday on April 14th. Gosh, this is just about to be week 14 of the semester here at Boston College. So certainly for us students, flying by. So Sports Saturday, my name is Steve Mackley, joined by Ashley Sachadeva. Really excited to have Ashley on with us today to be talking about BC baseball to start off and then into the general world of sports, which is usually what we do on Sports Saturday. So that is good. So Ashley, thanks for coming on. Glad this is Ashley's first time on the FM side of the station, has the AM show, but glad you could be with us today on Sports Saturday. So, yeah, so what we're going to do, something I've not done yet before, but shouldn't be too hard. We're going to double Sports Saturday as the WZBC Sports Podcast. So, as some people may know, WZBC Sports Podcast started up last year in the fall of 2016. We've been a little slow with it this year, but it is something that we're definitely going to get back onto, certainly for next year, which will be good. But we're going to kind of record a podcast in the middle of Sports Saturday, which should be good. And when we're talking about BC baseball, which definitely deserves an update coming from us. As some people know, we are the only sports media providers for the baseball team in terms of broadcast coverage. And the team is in the full swing of ACC play. So for the next, who knows how long, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, this is going to be the WZBC Sports Podcast on WZBC Sports Saturday. So Steve and Ashley are going to get into this right now. So Ashley, they are finishing up a series today with Wake Forest. Wake, kind of middle of the pack in the ACC this year. And they are usually pretty good. Wake's usually a pretty good team. Yeah. The elites of the ACC, you know, the Miamis, UNCs, they're always good. Wake struggling a little bit this year, but I will say so far BC has had not too hard of a run. I mean, they've played a couple of the top teams, but they've had Virginia Tech and Pitt so far, teams that aren't, you know, the ACC's best. So there's more to come in terms of the strength of schedule, and BC certainly has not gotten the wins that they've been looking for so far. So the schedule being early up, easier up front, might have looked like a good thing at the beginning of the season, but with the amount of wins that they have so far in conference play, not looking as good.
Yeah. Also, like, I think at the beginning of the week, they had, like, a very good... They won against UMass Amherst 9-2, and they won against Quinnipiac 9-5. But then yesterday, they got shut out by Wake Forest in both games. So they looked really good at the beginning of this week. But hopefully they can pick it back up today for their game against them again.
Yeah, I mean, last week they were playing in the baseball bean pot. Obviously, you know, the big bean pot is the hockey tournament, but the same school is participating in a baseball bean pot. And for the last 3 years, BC's won that. Yeah. And then they go and they lose their first round bean pot game. And they ended up, I believe, winning the consolation game. But I think kind of losing that game to, you know, a local rival, it's tough to compete as a baseball team in this part of the country. And we'll kind of get into that and the new field and what that means. But it's tough. I mean, the best baseball teams are in the South.
Yeah.
But BC prides itself, and they are. I mean, win or lose in the Beanpot, BC is the best college baseball team in New England. I know Bryant's had some good teams in the last couple of years, but an ACC caliber team, I mean, that's just a different league. So I think losing in that first round Beanpot was maybe somewhat of a spark underneath them. Go off, they go beat UMass, and they go beat Quinnipiac. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's definitely good. But at this level, I mean, they got to be winning ACC games. And today's a huge one against Wake Forest after losing two relatively close games yesterday. I mean, really, BC struggled to get going on offense, but, you know, close games.
I feel like once they get one run, you know, because they've been getting shut out by Wake Forest these past two games. So if they get one run, then it'll spark them up to get some more. So we just got to get one.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, kind of speaking of just getting a couple runs on the board, the pitching's been there. I mean, the pitching has mostly kept them in the games. Stevens pitched, you know, pretty well in, I want to say, 6-plus innings yesterday. In the first game, BC ends up losing that game 3-0. And then Metzdorf pitches game 2 and pitches very well in his own right. Goes pretty deep as well. Only lets up a couple hits, maybe 4 or 5 hits. I was at the game. And you know, the bullpen, Tommy Lane came in, who's been really good out of the bullpen this year. And a good story, Tommy Lane did not play at all last year after being the team's 4th starter as a freshman, I guess he was, in 2016. So good to see him back kind of making those contributions. So the pitching has kept them in it for the most part. I mean, there are a couple series back a couple weeks ago, you know, a couple 9 and 10 run games. But even the Pitt series last weekend, BC won on Sunday, 8-0 win, you know, and that's your third starter. I guess I'll think back who pitched in that game, but that's your third starter going and putting up, you know, no runs. So that's a positive.
Yeah.
But the offense has just struggled to be productive, and you know, that's what you're going to have to compete with against these kind of teams in the ACC. So, you know, we'll have to see what they can do today. It's a 3:15 start time on the new fields in Brighton. Actually, have you been over to any of the games over there?
I haven't been there yet, no.
Definitely recommend it. Last time was my first time over there, and you would have not seen our old stadium, which was Shea Field, which is right next to the football stadium. A very interesting piece of land. BC baseball fans know this. Hard to describe it. There was the parking garage that's next to alumni literally ran almost into the first baseline by the time you got to the foul pole. And it was strange, and cars would get hit all the time, that kind of stuff. But what's cool about it is you were so, so close to the action. I mean, you were like literally overhanging the field pretty much. So it was an interesting home field advantage for the team. But that aside, the new complex, it being turf field, it allows them not to have to cancel games as much, which they've canceled games so many times in years past. I mean, because we know the weather up here, even into May, can be really cold and maybe even snowy. So that's huge. It's really, really nice. I was really impressed with the atmosphere down there. The softball field is, you know, I guess, like behind the first baseline, if you want to look at it like that. And really, really cool. I mean, I'm sure if the team starts getting a couple wins under their belt,
we'll have some more fans.
Yeah,
there, and they'll get to notice the.
Sure. The weather was pretty nice yesterday, which, well, you know, I mean, a nice day watching baseball. That's really great. That's good. That's something they're going to be able to build around. And it can now be, it's now the games are broadcast on Watch ESPN. These are all huge steps for the program. And I think in time, we'll kind of get dividends from them that will raise them maybe into a new echelon. But the team this year has struggled to put together kind of this consistent production. And let's talk a little bit about that. So if we look back, let's start with the Pitt series. So they lose the first 2, 9 runs up in the first game, 6 in the second game. But they battle back, 8-0. They win in the Sunday game. Mm-hmm. They lose to Harvard in the Bean Pot first round, which is the loss I was talking about. I think hopefully lit a little bit of a fire underneath them, at least once they got back into non-conference play after the Pitt series. Clemson series is tough. Clemson is a really good team. They let up a lot of runs those series. And Clemson is simply just a better team. They're going to kind of overpower you a little bit. But Virginia Tech, you get 2 wins there. Good ACC win to start off the season. Mm-hmm. And Virginia, you steal a win there. So what you kind of need to do, and what the goal for BC should be until they can kind of push themselves out into that next echelon of the ACC, is get to the ACC tournament. 10 of the 14 teams make the ACC tournament in baseball. That should kind of be the goal every year. That's looking pretty tough right now.
Yeah.
That's going to be pretty tough. And I think if it's going to come from anywhere, it's going to be, they're going to need to start getting the middle of the order to start really hitting the ball. You've got a couple guys, Polamaki, Gatlin, those guys are hitting the ball, batting pretty well, but they're going to need to,
they're going
to
need some major offense.
Yeah,
here
for sure.
For the next few games.
And, you know, you need a win today to get swept by a Wake team who only came into the series with, you know, 7 or 8 conference wins, not a team that's towards the top. You can't have that. But, you know, let's talk about some of these guys in the batting order. Gatland and Polamalu, those guys are playing really well. Top of the order guys. Polamalu is just a tremendous leader. He's senior on the team. He was the second baseman for most of his career. Johnny Adams graduated last year. He goes over and takes shortstop. Made a couple nice plays last night. He actually did have an error on a play, but it was a tough play nonetheless. Those guys are playing really well. Dempsey at third base, hitting the ball solidly enough. And they're kind of your everyday starters. Cunningham, big drop off from him. He's only hitting 250. That's fine. What is upsetting to me is senior Mitch Biggers, who, as a sophomore starting at first base, he's hitting 136 on the year. They're not getting production out of guys like him, who they really were going to need to rely on in the order. And then these were guys that were going to step up and take the place of guys like Johnny Adams from last year, or Dominic Hardaway, who is now not even with the team anymore. I'm not sure if he transferred or is dismissed. He's playing at, I believe, Millersville in Pennsylvania, which is where he's from Pennsylvania. A guy like him, these were all guys you're going to want to step up. Another guy, Dante Baldelli, he's still on the team. Freshman last year, he's a draft pick of the Philadelphia Phillies. He's not hitting the ball, I think, the way they need him to be doing it. All talented guys, but it's kind of been a mix of losing some important talent and leadership from last year, and guys just kind of failing to step up into that role.
Yeah.
So that's what they're going to kind of need to pick up on. Do you think that if they start to get some production out of the guys that are hitting low 200s, 240, if the guys at the top stay hitting 330, 340, I mean, that in itself, that's going to lead to a couple more runs a game.
Yeah, it's definitely going to lead to, like, either smaller losses or just, like, very, very close games that could lead into a win if the guys who are, like, you know, who are expected to step up just actually step up towards the end of the season where it actually really matters so we can get into that tournament. I think especially out of, like, the sophomores and the juniors who are going to be taking the seniors' places, like, they definitely need to step up because we need them especially for next season, too. They just got to start filling up their shoes and not relying on everyone else. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I mean, there's talent on this team, and I am so complimentary of Coach Mike Gambino. I love the energy that he brings. We all know that this team this year is not competing for the ACC crown. They would have told you, I mean, they wouldn't have told you that, but I think that the media would tell you that before the season started. But every game is very serious. They're such a gritty team. When they were really good 2 years ago and got to the Super Regionals against Miami, grit was one of the ways that I described the team, and I'd still say that about them now. I mean, their leader is Jake Polamalu at shortstop, and talk about a hardworking, gritty player, complimented by a manager who sums that up. That's what's going to win games in the Northeast in baseball. You're not going to go swing for the fences with the UNCs and Clemsons of the world. That's never going to be the player that BC recruits. But this team still has a lot of grit in them, and that's why people should enjoy watching them. They may not be hitting the ball the way we want them to be hitting the ball or the way they want themselves to be hitting the ball, but they're gritty and they're fighting for it. I just think it's just a little messy this year. It's a combination of a young team without guys kind of really stepping up. So that's something that you're going to have to kind of look out for. But I do think that with Gambino's recruiting strategies and with kind of the momentum of the team still from 2016, this new field, that's the kind of stuff that will
back up.
Yeah, and I mean, and from a student perspective, as I was talking about this new stadium, there haven't been a ton of students there so far because it's been cold and the team has been struggling a little bit. But you get a nice day and the team starts winning a couple games, that could be a part of campus culture too, which it has been in the past when they played at Shea Field. But this is a whole new opportunity to kind of create something a lot bigger or a lot more spread out. And there's amenities and there's food and there's, you know, bathrooms and stuff that didn't exist at the old place, which is kind of really important. So certainly, I mean, I'm a senior. You still have some time left here. That's something that's kind of, you know, that could be cool if they get good again to be like, oh, let's go to the baseball game on Friday. You know, that's kind of cool stuff. If we look at the upcoming games, like I said, this weight game today, really, really big. It's a 3:15 start, and the game will be on the WZBC Sports online stream, WZBCSports.com. For the baseball listeners, I know they know that link by now because they've certainly clicked it enough for all the home games. Yeah. But big one today against Wake.
Yesterday when they played them, I think they got like a feel for them. You know, so today maybe they can get like some momentum going and actually score some runs against them instead of being shut out. So we'll see. if they come out with a win today.
Yeah, I mean that's gonna be so big. And I like your point about them kind of getting a feel for them. Wake, as I kind of watched them yesterday, they kind of had this swagger about them that, you know, we are the Southern team. We are the team that, you know, has kind of had all the success in the past that BC probably hasn't had, not to the same kind of level. Mm-hmm. And they went out, and I think they were a little bit, you know, they played with a lot of confidence. Their starting pitcher yesterday pitched a great game into the seventh inning, maybe even the eighth inning. Mm-hmm. Really, really played well. And BC just like couldn't muster any hits. I mean, they had finished the game, I believe, with five hits, and they got four of them probably in the last three innings. So it was like a one hit game for a long time.
And I'm also thinking playing them twice on the same day, the first win that Wake Forest won definitely like brought BC down and brought Wake Forest like a little bit more confidence into the next game as well. So mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's, you know, kind of a tough thing for BC. They're looking to spread out their three games at their home field. Weather, I mean, tomorrow does not look nice. Unfortunate too, because for those in the Boston area, and this will be, I guess, your first one, Marathon Monday.
Yeah.
On Monday, supposed to rain and not be super warm. Now, my freshman year, 3 years ago, it was, I'm not kidding, like 40 degrees and rainy. So I think we'll be a little better than that.
Yeah.
That was just, the day was fine. I mean, you know, good to see the race and great to see the runners and that kind of stuff. But that's not the way you want it to be. And I'll tell you, the last 2 years that you were not here for were very nice days. So hopefully you'll get some. But in any case, I mean, it's a good day.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, not looking so good. So that's why they've pushed the game up.
Yeah.
But today, really big one. And I think, look, you win 1-2. You only let up, you win 1-2, 1-3, excuse me. Mm-hmm. You only let up five runs combined in the first games.
Mm-hmm.
There are positives to be gained from that. You get swept, no matter what the score is today, no matter if it's a 1-0 game or a 15-14 game.
Yeah.
A sweep is a sweep, and that's going to set them back a little bit.
Yeah.
This week, they have two home games, Rhode Island and Dartmouth, mm-hmm. two very winnable games. Definitely Dartmouth. I don't know too much about Rhode Island. That's an A-10 team, a better team. But that is they're super important to stay on the track of being, kind of strong in non-conference play. Florida State next weekend, be a tough series, but again, you're home. And one thing that's really big and that they did last year, they played, NC State in this same series last year, the Saturday game of the ALS Awareness Series is the ALS Awareness game. And I don't know if you know the story of Pete Frates. He was the guy that started the Ice Bucket Challenge, which was that 4 years ago now, was when that was like really viral. He was a BC baseball player. And he has made such an impact, in so many circles. And, you know, BC has taken a lot of initiative to help that movement kind of go forward. So the ALS Awareness game, the Saturday game of that series, is at Fenway Park. BC won that game last year. They played NC State in the series, and I believe they won the series too against NC State. So Florida State, really good team.
Yeah.
But you got all kinds of momentum. I mean, Frates will be at the game at Fenway.
Being at Fenway, just mm-hmm. like doing it for ALS awareness. Like, they definitely want to win this game. I feel like even though they're a tough team, they're from like the South and stuff, but like mm-hmm. they have that spark now to like get there.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, no matter what happens today, you want to be able to use some ACC momentum into next weekend.
Yeah.
But that carries with it a level on its own. And if you watch enough ACC baseball, college baseball is not super popular up here. Not in the BC community, just in the general in the North. But if you watch ACC baseball, and I've watched enough of it in my 4 years, it is incredible how hard it is to win a game. And I think I would say that for both sides, but like when you're someone rooting for BC, the level of play, I mean, you know, you'll go out, let's say you go down 2-0 early, you battle back at one run in the third, one run in the fifth,
mm-hmm.
you know, the sixth inning, you're playing North Carolina, let's say they hit a 3-run homer. Like it is so hard. Every player is good. And that's the thing that what I'm kind of getting at with this upcoming series against Florida State is that BC, despite the talent they're playing against, are talented in their own right, and they play with such grit. And when the stakes are raised even higher, when we're playing the ALS Awareness game for Pete Frates, or we're playing the Wounded Warrior Project game, which BC has a great relationship with the Wounded Warrior Project, both in football, basketball, and certainly in baseball, they have the camouflage uniforms, which are really cool. You can see the level of play even elevated that much more. So I do think that, you know, win today, find a way to win two or three against a very good Florida State team is something that could propel. I mean, the it is an uphill climb to get to the ACC tournament from where they're at. But you could see a path forward if they win today.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a big if because Wake's still riding the momentum.
Yeah.
I mean, they only have their 5-12 in conference. You're going to need probably 11 or 12 wins, you know, to make it. I know last year BC was kind of right on the fringe of the ACC tournament and they swept Notre Dame. Very fitting, being a rival last weekend of the regular season to get the ACC tournament. So these are things that they need to look for. You're kind of building on, but a 294 winning percentage so far in conference. It's just not what we're looking for. We know that BC is a team that's going to struggle this year against some of the better competition, but I think we got to kind of up it from there. So one kind of other thing that I want to look at before we kind of turn the page on BC baseball is just some, you know, we talked a little bit about them, but some, you know, keys to what they want to do next. I mean, we want to continue the good pitching, but I'm really interested in kind of getting that order going. So my big key for, you know, this team going forward is let Gallen and Polanyi, who hit 1-2 in the order, continue to set the tone. I mean, they're hitting 348, 333 respectively. They've played in pretty much every game. Polanyi started every game. That's what I want. I want to see those guys continue to get going. But I'm seeing guys like Dante Baldelli. He's hitting 240 right now. I want to see him hitting 290 by the end of the year. Really step that up a little bit. Martellini behind the plate, you know, struggling a little bit sometimes with the defensive catching. And he's following up for Nick Shortino, who was the catcher 2 years ago, a Red Sox draft pick. What a tremendous field manager and leader he was. So not easy shoes to fill. But he's hitting 242. Let's get him up to 285, something like that. And I think a big second half of the season for Mitch Biggers. He's only started 18 games, played in 26. But that guy's gotten some big clutch hits in his time here at BC. I want to see him step up. So I think those guys, are what we need to see that middle slash, you know, 6-7 part of the order really step up. That could lead to a couple big wins. What do you think, actually? Are there any kind of big keys that stand out to you for what this team might need to do going forward?
I mean, I just think, like you said, you want to see them going higher and higher towards the end of the season. I think you wrapped it up pretty perfectly. Just stepping up to the plate and, like, making what we expected out of them from the beginning actually happen here in the end where it really, really counts. So
yeah.
We'll see.
For sure. Yeah, that's going to be a huge thing for you know, going forward. I mean, there's expectations with this team that they're still kind of flowing in from 2 years ago when they were in the NCAA tournament, played great in the regionals and then the super regionals. So these are all things that we kind of need to see going forward with this team. Looks like Brian Rapp's gonna be on the hill today. He is 3-3 on the year, 3.83 ERA. And a guy that throws hard, a guy that has had some good experience, well-deserving of being one of the three starters in this lineup for BC. So you need a good game out of him, and they've gotten some good games out of him. They got a good game out of him against Pitt, and they've gotten some really good games out of him earlier in the season. So kind of big things to look forward to if they can win today. If not, you set yourself back a little bit. I mean, that's the bottom line. We're excited about the team. We're positive on the team, but you kind of call it like it is a little bit. They think they got to win today. Do you think you're going to try to get over to a game at some point this year?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Waiting for the weather to get warmer.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah, even yesterday was, as the game gets on, it gets a little cold.
Yeah, but hopefully like towards the end of April, early May, head over there.
Yeah, it's so busy this time of year. Yeah. I mean, as a BC student, all colleges are challenging, but I will say that BC finds a way to make things particularly challenging, which, hey, we're in school for a reason. I'm cool with that. But this time of year is busy.
Yeah.
Things are really piling up right now. And I am a second semester senior with a job, and I'm saying that. So if I can say it, then probably
a sophomore could say it, too.
Definitely. Yeah. So that's what we're going to try to kind of have to get through. But BC baseball, fun, new stadium. And I said the thing that sums up this team so much is grit. So that's what we have to look for them. 3:15 start time for the Eagles today against the Demon Deacons. Wake Forest, the call will be on WZBC Sports Radio, WZBC Sports online stream at WZBCSports.com. How many times can I say WZBC Sports within 30 seconds? I guess a lot. So definitely check that out. And yeah, I mean, that's going to kind of wrap it up for our coverage of BC baseball today. This will be released on WZBCSports.com and across our social media outlets. So for those that did not catch it on the live version of WZBC Sports Saturday, 1-3 on the FM station here, certainly go find it at WZBCSports.com/podcast or check out Twitter and Facebook to find it there.
Santini, make a nice little pass over to Sanford. Sanford gives it to Tuck. Tuck with a shot. Oh! Tuck scores! Eagles win! The Eagles have won the 2016 Seed Hunt Championship!
Catch all the excitement of Boston College athletics right here on WZBC Newton 90.3 FM. As BC's only student radio broadcasting organization, WZBC Sports brings a different viewpoint of college athletics to the table. Our student commentators know the campus, student-athlete culture, and latest beat on the teams like no other media outlet, thanks to our dedicated coverage of Boston College sports. Check out our broadcast or weekly talk show schedules at www.wzbcsports.com and get a refreshing take on sporting events at the Heights and beyond.